The peace of the Lord be with you. So tonight, as we go through the service, you see the directions on the screen before you about rustling papers. Be respectful and quiet as we go through the service, but sing the full emotion that it is with the hymns. I do encourage you to turn your cell phones off, either vibrate or completely off. Please do not use them during the service or even to see. There will be light enough provided at the end of the service for you to exit through the hallway and in the coat room. With that, God's peace be with you as we begin with the service on, and please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The scapegoat. Then he shall take the two goats and set them before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And Aaron shall cast lots over the two goats, one lot for the Lord, and the other lot for Azazel. And when he has made an end of atoning for the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar, he shall present the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, and confess over it all the iniquities of the people of Israel, and all their transgressions, all their sins. And he shall put them on the head of the goat, and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is in readiness. The goat shall bear all their iniquities on itself to a remote area, and he shall let the goat go free in the wilderness.
And so the fulfillment of the New Testament from Mark chapter 1, Jesus is our scapegoat, and the Spirit immediately drove him into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. We sing. Dear Jesus, our Savior and Lord, lead us to behold with reverence the agony of your rejection, the pain of your condemnation, and the horror of your crucifixion.
Bring us to the places you lost, and to the people you encountered on that ride so long ago.
Stay with us, Lord, as we witness your suffering and listen to your last words of love. Two slides, please. Eternal God, we confess that we have turned away from you in our thinking, speaking, and doing. We have passed by the hungry, the poor, and the oppressed.
O God, we have tried to hide from you and from one another.
We confess our fatal attractions that enslave us and the failed relationships that haunt us.
We cannot leave the strength of our temptations or the frailty of our nature or the place of blame on other people.
We can only say, for the sake of Jesus, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. By the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I, a called ordained servant of Christ, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God's kingdom comes to us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, graciously behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed, to be given into the hands of sinners, and to suffer death on the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. May be seated.
Some of the blood of the goat, and put it on the horns of the altar all around, and he shall sprinkle
Jesus, our atonement, from Romans chapter 3. Jesus, whom God put forward as the propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he passed over former sins.
From 1 John 2, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
From Hebrews chapter 10, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in the full assurance of faith, with hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. Please follow along in your bulletins. We have to make a correction in the PowerPoint. Respond to God's word by the explanation of the second article. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live in him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. You may be seated.
Jesus knows his weak sheep from St. Mark, chapter 14. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same.
Have mercy on me, O God. According to your unfailing love.
According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
Thank you.
And they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter, James, and John, and began greatly to be distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell down on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again, he found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me.
Hiding from God's presence, Genesis chapters 3 and following. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
And from Mark 14, the running away from God's presence. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd, and with swords and clubs, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I kissed is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard." And when he came, he went up to him and at once said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. And they laid hands on Jesus and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus said to them, "Have you come against me as a robber, with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And they all left him and fled. And a young man followed him, with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. "Against you, you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight."
So you are doing right when you speak, and justified when you judge.
"I have been sinful from birth,
a sinner from the time of my conception.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned each in his own way.
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."
They led Jesus to the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands.' Yet even about this their testimony did not agree." And the high priest stood up in the midst of and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men are testifying against you?" But Jesus remained silent and made no answer. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts.
You teach me wisdom in the innermost place.
He was oppressed and afflicted. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.
And as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
Condemned to die, St. Mark 14. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further witnesses do you need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and strike him, saying to him, "Prophesy." And the guards received him with blows.
"Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean.
Wash me, and I will be white."
Ashamed of Jesus, Mark chapter 14. And as Peter was below the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But Peter denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you are talking about." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it, and after a little while the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Bound and led away, St. Mark 15. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered, "You have said so." And the chief priest accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And
cast me not away from your presence.
Thank you.
Jesus our substitute from Mark chapter 15. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in the prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you.
Mocked as a scapegoat, St. Mark 15. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloth, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him.
He was despised and rejected by us, man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
Like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, even though he esteemed him not.
Thank you.
compelled to carry the cross, from Mark 15. And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him, Jesus, to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered Jesus wine mixed with myrrh, and he did not take it. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
Him whom they have pierced. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him, and the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him.
By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants?
Thank you.
God, not a tree, but on a tree. Mark chapter 15. So when the sixth hour had come, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, and at the ninth hour Jesus cried in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, Behold, he is calling Elijah. Some ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. Therefore he will give him a portion among the great, and will divide the spoils with the strong.
They will look on the Son of God. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, Truly this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him. And there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem.